I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. So, DZ, I went on a date last night.
You did?
And you're not getting a recap.
Yeah, we are. Don't you do that. Don't you do that. We are getting a recap.
Maybe on Friday.
I was going to say, for dumpster fire,
dumpster
you just
fire.
Got to wait.
You'll have to wait. I had my second date with Tall, Dark, and Handsome.
Now cue the evil laugh.
And I was still home by 9 for my kids.
Remember,
I'm going out now when I have my kids. It's weird.
It's weirding
me out, but I'm trying. And last night, they got home from school, and I go, hey, guys, I have plans. Are you upset about that? No, go, bye.
They didn't even ask. They didn't care. Wait, did they know it was a date?
They never even asked where I was going.
Ooh, would you have told them if they had asked?
No, I would have lied.
Oh,
but they never, and I wondered if they ask,
would you
will
them?
I tell them now that we've had an open conversation on the air about
that
it?
That part.
But they never once asked where I was going or what I was doing.
No interest.
And
they're such boys.
And you know I came down in like a date outfit. I didn't come
had
down
they
in
been,
a,
Had they been more perceptive, they would have realized.
I didn't come down in sweatpants, okay?
Yeah.
Bye.
Well, they knew you weren't going to Target. That's why they didn't care. They're like, well, she's not going to the store, so she's not buying nothing for us.
You're not wrong.
It doesn't matter. We're staying home.
You're actually right about that. All they cared about when I was on the date was texting me to say we didn't get the pizza yet. The pizza didn't arrive. That was it.
They're such boys. They're young men.
They are young men.
They're such young men.
They're too smart. And you know why they didn't ask? They probably didn't want to know because they probably knew secretly.
They're smart.
They're not dumb. You're right.
Man, they ain't stupid.
We want to get into the question of the day, which actually is inspired by them.
Let's get it.
All right, let's go.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
All right, so I am teaching my children how to cook. Speaking of my children.
Okay, you're teaching them how to whip it up in the kitchen?
And one of the things Hudson loves to make is grilled cheese. And Owen loves to make frozen pizza, but he's very dramatic about the whole thing. He's got to have a mitt on to take it out. And if he drains the pasta, he has to wear a mitt to drain the pasta. I'm like, Owen.
Hey, you got to be careful, though. I respect it.
But they're a little...
Until you're more comfortable, you got to respect it.
So I'm trying to teach them how to cook more and even bake.
Just get more comfortable in the kitchen. They don't be baking.
Because they're 11 and 13. They should be. Owen comes home the other day. Yes, you need to learn how to cook by that age.
Cooking? But baking? Betty Crocker in the house?
Dude, he came home and he wanted to make cookies. And I go, you've never made cookies on your own. He goes, nope, but I want to. So I went out and I didn't buy the just add water.
No.
I bought the add butter, egg, and oil one.
Oh, you brought cookies.
Because I wanted...
The double chunk cookie.
Yes.
Because
I wanted him to learn about baking. I wanted him to learn that you have to soften the butter. I mean, there are all these little things that go into baking. He didn't know anything about. I'm like, you have to set the butter out.
Yep.
You need butter.
Yeah.
You have to do all these things.
Boom.
Do you have a baking sheet? Is your oven on? Have you heated up the oven? He wasn't even going to heat the oven up. He was just going to make the dough.
That's one of the most important booms of making a double chunk chocolate cookie.
But you see these things when you have kids or work with kids that they don't know anything unless you tell them.
Uh-huh.
They're little beings. They don't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
So he baked these double chocolate chip cookies the other night.
He wanted a double chunk chocolate chip cookie.
And I was so proud of him. I even had to teach him how to spoon out a spoon and do how to make little spoonfuls.
Portions and servings and then spoon it out to make sure the cookies are nice and round.
As I'm teaching him this, I'm like, these are just basic things we take for granted because we know them. But somebody taught us these things.
Very true. My mother taught me how to cook, how to bake, how to do a bunch of different stuff. Buddy.
What foods should a kid learn to cook on? Because Hudson learned on grilled cheese.
Which is a solid one to learn.
Really good.
Very easy.
Owen's now learning how to use the oven by baking cookies, which is great because he's an oven guy.
You know, it's not a sweet tooth. It's a sugar vein for me. So I love the fact that he's learning how to make sweet treats.
And the other one was spaghetti, which Owen has now boiled a few times and drained and then learned. And I'm like, it sounds so easy, but when you're scared of the heat and the boiling water and the fire, they have to get comfortable.
Well, and if you think about it, if they can start mixing up a few other ingredients, they got about 5-6 meals that they can make on any given day.
You would love Owen, because while Hudson's leaving with his dry pasta, Owen's going, I need sauce, I need cheese, I need Owen's layer.
That's what I'm saying. You got to throw different things in.
Owen's going to be the
cheese,
one.
Depending on the meats that you throw in, now meatballs, the pasta's completely different, right? Or you could do grilled chicken on one. All of a sudden, you're making red sauce, making white sauce. My man.
That's a good advice, actually, to have them add an ingredient.
Branching off, because they're basic ingredients that you could still add in, and now they're cooking off, doing different things. Now you taught them how to grill chicken. Because when they, and then they got to cut it up.
You know what I should teach them? Because we're asking what food should a kid learn to cook on today for the question of the day. You know what a good one would be? Taco meat.
Yeah.
That is the
ground
most.
Ground beef.
Then they learn how to make ground beef. And the taco meat's the next, or the taco seasoning's the next step.
And then I got people that can teach them how to make tortillas and everything, bro.
Oh, that's
they can make
true.
Them from scratch.
Now we're getting crazy.
First, they got to mill the corn. You know what I'm saying? So we got to teach them that.
Let's get too much? Ground beef. Okay.
Fine. I got an easy one for you then.
Even I don't know how to make tortillas, and you're trying to teach my 13-year-old?
Fine. No, it's not that easy. Sammy can make them. Well, he makes, you know, empanada shells, but whatever.
How are you going to tell me a 3-year-old could cook better than I can? 414-533-1033. 37. I am offended right now.
Can you make rice?
Yeah, but I haven't made it in years. Of course I can make rice. I love rice.
Well, then that's an easy one for the boys, too, because then that rice is versatile in so many other directions.
I should teach them how to make rice. Why didn't I think of that?
Because you don't eat it anymore. You don't eat rice anymore.
Yeah, but that's an easy one.
And if they don't, they can. Mm-hmm. It's an easy one, easy additive, because then you got rice and chicken, rice and beans. Rice is kind of like a spaghetti. Right?
Rice, yes. Pasta, rice, they're all the same when you learn once you learn how to cook them and you understand how the water absorbs it, then you understand how to cook similar items.
Yep.
Okay, so what did you learn to cook on, or what should a kid learn to cook on? And that means what dish? Hudson was grilled cheese. Owen is pasta and frozen pizza and cookies.
We're eclectic out here.
I shouldn't say cook. I should say use the kitchen equipment. Maybe that's a better way.
No, what are good introductory dishes for kids to cook?
Yeah, this is what I'm struggling with right now. Somebody said, we started cooking with our son at 14 months old. He loves to be involved. Well, I'm a little late for that.
I think that's Aaron that texted. I ain't gonna lie. We did start cooking really early with Sammy.
Smart.
Really early.
That's smart, though, you know? So, all right, we'll talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
We are talking about things you can learn to cook on. Scrambled eggs. What a solid one. I hope I'm not taking from anybody on the phones. In fact, let's go to the phones first, and then I'll read the text. Eric is in Wauwatosa on 7 this morning. Let's go to him. Hi, Eric.
Morning.
Hey.
Hey.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what do you suggest kids learn to cook on, or anyone in general? What dish?
Well, you literally just said it, and
I'm sorry.
Scrambled eggs, but breakfast of any sort, I would say. Eggs of any sort, omelets,
pancakes.
Pancakes.
Owen has played a little bit with the pancake idea. I mean, he's mixing up batter now. We're learning the steps.
And
you
the
know.
Thing is, even if you burn some of these, they're still good to eat.
And they're cheap. Pancakes are so cheap to make, so who cares if you burn them, you know?
You're going to burn a few, right?
It's like pasta. We'll live.
Yeah, we'll live. We'll be okay.
And there's just such a variety you can do with it, so you can always spice it up.
Right. Mm-hmm. Throw chocolate chips in the batter. Throw fruit. Maybe a little jam or something. Ooh,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
you
basically,
got it. You got it.
No, you got it, Eric.
Kristen in Delavan agrees. She says eggs. Eggs is a great thing for kids to learn to cook because you have to learn different temperatures and all that mm-hmm. stuff. Yeah. All right, Eric, solid choice. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, guys.
Hey, peace.
Carmen's in West Dallas this morning. Hi, Carmen.
Morning.
Hey, morning, guys. ¿Cómo están?
Buenos días. ¿Cómo estás?
Ah, buenos días. So what should we teach kids to cook on? What dish?
So I'm really split. I'm really, really split. Mm-hmm. I love breakfast, and breakfast on griddles are so easy.
True. And to clean. Easy to clean.
You can do a lot. But I'm Hispanic, so, you know, rice, they should be there watching you make rice, right?
Yeah.
Rice can go with anything.
That's right.
It could go with meat, it could go with gravy, it could go with meat, it can just go with beans. Like, there's 101 different things that you
totally.
Can do, you know? And there's rice makers now. Like, there's so much
well,
stuff
that's
that
the
makes...
thing.
That's the cheating side of making rice.
It's a total cheating side. Even if it tastes really good in a rice maker, it's not the point. You have to learn how to measure the water and how it's how it absorbs it. You have to, this whole thing with rice, you have to understand and learn. Mm-hmm. Man, and you can really mess up rice if you don't know what you're
There's
doing.
There's no
my
way
opinion.
To mess up rice because even when you burn the bottom, that's just now cacao, and that's the best part of the rice for a lot of Latinos. I don't even know, man. That's
everyone in my house fights for that.
You fight for the burnt part of the bottom because that's just crunchy and delicious. I'm saying there's no way to mess up rice.
I knew I was gonna fit into a Hispanic household and I burnt all the food. No wonder.
That's right. I mean, that's rice. Carmen Grapewood.
Oh, that's funny.
And then there's eggs. You learn. I just learned that you can make those in microwaves.
Yeah, but come on.
My mom's been pulling that one for years.
Same, but I'd rather not. I've cooked them in microwaves.
But to teach kids, right, just to start, like, that's super crazy how so much easier things are to be made.
100%.
Air fryers.
You're right.
Air fryers are safe.
Hey, really, though. They, and the air fryers have been around for so long, but the game has changed with them bad boys. Now anybody can use them.
Yeah.
It's a set it and forget it with anything.
We're going off because I have more thoughts. We got to go, Carmen.
Carmen, we appreciate your call.
I'm about to out everybody's stuff if I keep talking. Let's go to Nick in Waukesha. Hi, Nick.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hola, mi amigos. How you doing?
Hola, parce. Hola. ¿Cómo estamos? Huepa.
Huepa.
Hey, that's my boy.
What should we teach kids? What recipes should we teach kids to cook with?
Well, I don't know about everybody else, but my daughter learned how to cook on mac and cheese.
Okay, this is so many reasons. There's so many reasons why I like this, Nick, because you've got to learn how to boil mm-hmm. the noodles, right? Mm-hmm. That's one step. Now you've learned how to cook pasta.
Yeah.
Then you have to learn how to measure out the butter and mix it all together. And mixing is an art. And I learned that when Owen was making cookies and I came down and half the butter stick, I could still see it in the batter. And I went, nope.
Oh, we're not done, boy.
We're not done. You better get that elbow going, guy. We're going to gain some muscles tonight.
Work the wrist, my boy.
This is why we let the butter soften before we make the dough, my guy.
Learning curve, though.
Yep. Yeah, things like that. So, Nick, mac and cheese is good.
And I learned how to use a slow cooker when I was learning how to cook. So it was awesome.
That was going to be the next one I didn't want to steal from anyone because somebody did say learn. Crockpot recipes for freezing meals to heat up during the week. They put that in our text messages.
That's solid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's quick and easy, and anybody could do it.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Nick.
No problem. Have a good one, guys.
You too, man. Peace.
Let's see what Trish in Milwaukee just texted in. She said, steaming broccoli, cooking a piece of chicken in the pan. That's a good one. Just cooking a piece of meat on the stove. But I can't even cook chicken on the stove without, it's hard.
Grilling chicken?
It's hard.
You think so?
Unless it's cut up, I always...
See, but
grilling
the thing
chicken
is
tough.
Start with thin chicken breast, like thin sliced chicken breast, because it's going to be easier. It's going to cook more like a flank steak. You can't mess it up because you could cook it at a lower temp or a higher temp. You just got to watch it for the browning.
There's nothing worse than overcooked chicken.
Man,
chickens.
When you start learning, though, and then that's part of the process.
That's true.
I'd rather overcook than undercook
chicken.
I'll tell you that. What?
Well, Dulce's in Waukesha this morning. Dulce, what should we teach kids to learn when they cook? What recipe?
Good morning.
Good morning, Dulce.
Okay, so you guys took all my answers, but I've had my kids in the kitchen since they were 5 years old. Mm-hmm. They're 14, 11, and 7, mm-hmm. and they are all so comfortable in the kitchen.
Okay, so what are their favorite things to cook then?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So they started out with scrambled eggs, and now they do pancakes, they do tacos, they do tortillas, they do spaghetti, macaroni and cheese.
They do it all.
They are bakers. They made chocolate chip cookies over the weekend, and I know when they leave the house, they're going to be good. They're going to know how to take care of themselves.
You're right. You're right. And Sarah in West Bend said baked potatoes. These are good ones.
Ooh, we had baked potatoes last night. That's crazy.
Sloppy Joe's is another good one for kids.
Baked potatoes take so long, though. Kids don't have the attention span. Sloppy Joe's is great, though.
Sloppy Joe's are a good one because of the meat and how it's just easy.
Learn ground beef and then mixing in. Same concept.
And then chicken or steak fajitas. Mm-hmm. Pudding and Jell-O. Sarah said. Yeah.
Wait, Dulce, are you even cooking anymore? It sounds like your kids are cooking for you.
That's the plan, right?
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
What is the problem today? You can always send them in. Email us, slide into the DMs, whatever the issue is. What's the problem?
Today's problem is planning a party with minimal money.
Oh, sounds like you can't have one. The end.
Says, please keep us anonymous. So we changed their name to the Joneses.
Keeping up.
Keeping up with them Joneses. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Says, please keep us anonymous. This is just a little embarrassing. Our daughter's birthday is next week. She's the youngest of three. And to be real, we only have $40 in our accounts until next week.
Aww.
And nothing to give her. She wants a party, but we barely have food in the house and feel terrible because we're a normal middle class family, but have just been hit hard with troubled times over the past few months.
Amen.
What can we do to make her birthday special, knowing we can't afford much, if anything at all? The Joneses.
So, this is their third kid.
How old's
the kid?
It does not say.
Oh, okay, I was going to say.
But youngest of three, though. So it's the baby.
Okay.
However old the baby is, I don't know. Does
old
it matter?
Enough to, it does, actually.
Old enough to want a party?
If they were one, I'd say who cares, but they're old enough to want a party.
They're old enough to want a party. It says she wants a party, but we barely have food in the house.
Sad.
It's sad. Aww. And I get it. You come from what you say is a normal middle class family, mm-hmm. but any family can struggle at any time. Mm-hmm. Right? And this one hits close to home because we just celebrated our 1 year old's mm-hmm. birthday. And I get it, man. Throwing a party is expensive. Mm-hmm. It's taxing. It's arduous.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you got to throw the party, right?
Yeah.
But you almost out of time to plan a party.
Yeah, exactly. With no money.
No money, no time, no chance.
Oh, my God. From the Nicolet Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So basically, you're screwed. Have a great day. No, I'm kidding.
That's my advice. Bye.
No, it is not. But you have to come up with some advice for this family, the Joneses, because they have to do something for it. They only have $40 in their account. They want to throw their kid a birthday party next week. And they can't even buy a present.
They can't even buy a present. Come on. That's part of the problem. But I actually do think I have some advice.
Okay.
I got some genuine advice.
I'm into this.
I think we all answer together. Let's jumble it and mix it up. It's a hodgepodge or something. Let's help the Joneses out. They're trying to keep up with themselves.
Come on, and we're all broke, so we can do this, guys. We got this.
Listen, we've been broker, okay? Listen.
We got this. 414-533-1037. We're going to help the Joneses next with you guys.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
All right, so the Joneses wrote in, and they're struggling because their baby, their third child, is having a birthday, old enough to want a party, yep. and they only have $40 in their account till next week.
And they say they barely got food in the house and feel bad because they're a normal middle-class family, just hit hard. Hard mm-hmm. times. They want to afford something special, but the $40.
They don't have the extra play money to have a party. They don't have the money.
Listen,
you don't have it.
If you already work, that's $40 that's probably going to have to go in the tank. Gas mm-hmm. ain't cheap.
Exactly.
And then
what about food?
Food, regular groceries, right? Like just mm-hmm. buying stuff. That's the $40 right there for mm-hmm. next week, for the next 2 weeks.
Yep.
Because they said they don't have it until next week. Mm. That's tough. The birthday's next week.
Yeah, exactly. Time's up. So?
I mean, you want me to go or you want
to? You know what? Let's pull up Saucy Sandra first, and then we can see what she says, because she had me giggling off the air.
Okay.
Let's pull her up.
What? Oh, got it.
I'm different. Yeah,
call 5 days in a row, you get your own theme song. Yeah, Saucy!
Hey there. Hey, my friend.
Hey. All right. What do you think?
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, guys. I've been here. I've done this. Ryan from Calabama came up.
So did Amanda from Racine. And I hijacked one of those park pavilions and I threw a birthday party.
You stole a park pavilion you're supposed to rent. You stole it.
Hey, we've all been there.
What? Nobody else was renting it. So why waste it?
And think about it. If anybody walks up, you're going to go, I rented this. And if it's not somebody that works for the parks, that's what you're going to tell them, right?
Who's about to walk up and ask you if you rented
it? The person who rented it?
Well, that's another story. If they reserve, that's different. But no.
And I did my research online because I looked online and I was like, oh, is this available on this date or not? And it was totally available. And I was like, hell yeah.
Because there's ways you can't
spend $100 to rent it when I can get it for free.
It's a public space. What? Listen.
That's it.
Saucy, you're not wrong, but I'm sorry, in this weather? Yeah.
Yes, because if it's a little girl, you're having a Frozen theme.
And everybody's frozen at the party. Nah.
No thanks.
Put on your nice clothes. Hello, dress for the weather.
Okay, no.
We've been out trick-or-treating and worse. Come on, guys.
They don't have the coats. They're broke.
Now, I actually respect it. If you can, do outside, bring it, and make it a potluck style. Really, throwing my advice, coupling it in with Saucy was saying, make it a potluck, tell people to bring their favorite dish to pass.
You have to get creative. You have to get creative. To save money.
And then, you know what? That's my only advice I'll give right now. See what else somebody else got, because I got ideas. Y'all know we've been broke, baby.
Well, we got it
out the mud.
Ask your friends if they have one of those portable heaters, maybe a portable heater, so then tabletop heater, you got a tabletop
friends.
Heater.
I had my fire pit going outside just because our house isn't going to fit 50 people.
That was
so
right, yeah.
We threw tables up in the garage, we left people come out.
Thank you for calling, Saucy. Have a great day.
Bye, Saucy.
You too.
Much love.
I was going to go off for a second. By the way, I go get to your kid's birthday party last weekend, and I'm hanging out in the house, having a great time. I didn't realize the party was in the back in the garage. I walk out to the garage and all your friends are there. I go, oh, this is where the fun is.
This is where we live.
I literally looked at your friends and I go, oh, here we are. How long have you guys been out here?
And whole they're like, time.
The whole time. I'm like, oh, well, the fun crowd's out here and nobody told me.
The OGs was
inside.
With
the grandparents inside, which I was enjoying for the record, but not the point.
But still, though, I needed to know where the fun was at.
I was actually with the kid having the party. What the hell?
No, he was like, I knew I was smelling firewood somewhere, bro, but I didn't know what it was. Now look at y'all with this bonfire back here.
It was like a whole other party in your separate garage. I loved that.
You got to open up the space, and I don't know if they have the space. I don't know if the Joneses are equipped to be able to do what we did, right?
Yeah.
But if you can finesse the party at your own space, that cuts down the rental fee right there.
Big time.
But I do like what Saucy said. Hijack the park and respect it.
Well, Destiny's in Elkhorn. Not Destiny, our regular. A different Destiny.
I was about to hit the theme song.
Nope. Hi, Destiny.
Destiny, good morning.
Hello. Hey. Good morning.
Good morning. What do you think the Joneses should do? They have no money and their baby wants a birthday party.
You better put some respect on their $40. Well, they got $40.
Sorry, they have $40.
Right. Yeah, that's definitely tough. Mm-hmm. And I don't, not knowing the age is a little difficult. But when I was in like fourth or fifth grade, our family was going through a tough time like that. And so my mom took me to the dollar store and let me pick out 10 things. And then we just rescheduled my birthday party for, a week or two later.
I was going to say, why don't they reschedule it for a different time?
Genius. How many times that's happened? Uh-huh. What?
Well, Haley in St. Francis texted in and said, take her to the $6 movie on Tuesday and get the free popcorn.
That's amazing.
Make a little special.
That's kind of nice.
And then
Haley,
it might give you a little buffer zone to then maybe plan a party later with more planning ahead of time.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right. I think we started something good here.
We did. All right. Well, and thank you for calling, by the way.
Thank you, Destiny.
Absolutely. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
Oh, no.
Solid advice.
Listen to this. First, let me read Beth from Greenfield texted in. I just saw an ad yesterday that if you donate plasma, you could earn up to $800.
Okay.
They're giving side hustles.
I mean.
But then listen to what Dustin and Cascade.
People have done it. I'm not saying do it, but I'm not.
Dustin texted in. Good morning, Allie and DZ. Is there a way you could facilitate me getting some financial help to the Joneses?
Aww.
Dustin. Dustin.
Dustin's such a good dude. Out here asking for the Venmo.
No, we can't accept money
you
from
you guys.
You
can send it to
me, though. Put Autumn and Pewaukee on. Forget you.
Good morning, Autumn.
Hi, Autumn. I'm
good
sorry.
Good morning.
DZ's trying to steal the money for the Joneses right now.
No, I'll send it to him. I'll send it to him.
Dustin, you're really thoughtful, but we can't accept money.
No.
Meaning, like, we can't take it for you. To
no.
get. It's a whole thing, yeah. and it's a legal thing, but yeah. I wish we could. So,
they just
I'm
want
sorry.
Advice. That's
they
all.
They want advice, but thank you, Dustin. All right, Autumn, what do you want to say to the Joneses?
I would see if you can get some family to help bring things. Do a potluck.
See, a potluck.
Potluck, that's it. It's and the potluck. Make everybody bring something. Be like, we're broke.
In lieu of gifts, bring a dish to pass.
That part. If it's
oh, I need both because they don't have any gifts. I need a gift and a dish.
How old the kid is. We don't know how old the kid is.
Okay, fair. But hear me out then on the other end as far as like maybe you don't want to ask everybody to bring a dish to pass and only certain people you ask like, hey, can
like
we
grandparents,
bring grandparents,
aunts
and uncles, cousins, right? All the other guests that you might want to invite, don't tell them that. But the family, tell the family and the friends that you're comfortable with potluck style.
Yes.
But then what you do, you can also go to a pantry, a food pantry.
Yeah, I was going to say you can make spaghetti. For like $5 if you really want to and make a giant crock pot of spaghetti, especially if it's a kid's party. Who cares?
Who cares?
Make some garlic bread from get the day old bread and make garlic bread, which is a genius way to reuse old bread.
Get the reduced price bakery items from,
and
you know, like the Pick and Saves or the Targets.
Garlic and butter. Done.
And then mess around with it. Listen, there's ways you can finesse for the 40 that you do have. And then, yeah, have people that you do trust and love kick in because those people going to show up for you. You got people that don't know you trying to show up for you, Joneses. Dustin's out here trying to drop the Venmo link.
Seriously,
man, come on, man. People going to show up. You just got to ask for a little help from the people you got in your circle immediately.
Another Haley texted in and said, join a Buy Nothing Facebook page. Do an in search of post. People are always more than willing to give things away for free.
Matter of fact, we got birthday decorations
See?
To give to.
There you go.
See, now I'm trying to donate.
Done.
Done
That's
and done.
I donate plasma twice a week. It's $100-some a week. It helps me being a single mom.
See,
Autumn?
You got to find the hustle, man. And I'm not saying they don't have enough of it because they're clearly doing what they can with these three babies, but you got to work it.
Everybody's
got to work
hustle,
it. Autumn, we appreciate your call.
Thanks, Autumn.
Thank you.
Bye.
Huh, so we got the $6 movie idea. We got the potluck idea. We got the steal a pavilion idea.
If you don't have this birthday figured out, Joneses,
you just
trying to keep up with somebody else then.
And don't have it during a meal time. That's another good tip.
Off hours. Early bird special things. Two to four.
Done.
Catch the happy hours.
Bye.
Think you're a jerk?
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right. So he wants to know if he's a jerk for asking people to evaluate his free roof. Hear me out. I say this like I'm the one who wrote in.
Hear me out. No,
I didn't, but Dylan did, and I used his real name, so I hope he doesn't mind.
Ooh, Dylan.
Dylan, it says, am I the jerk? Hi. We recently had a new roof installed, but I noticed some issues with the workmanship. When I brought this up to my wife, she reminded me that we should be grateful for getting a new roof, especially since it was covered by insurance.
Oh,
however,
that's how it was free. I was wondering how it was a free roof.
However, after realizing how poor the quality was, I reached out to our siding vendor who also handles roofing and a friend of mine who's a roofing sales manager. He called everybody in the...
Everybody? You know people know people.
He's got roofing guys everywhere.
Right. Hey, send me a few. I need a new roof, dog. But that's beside the point. I'm
then
still listening to your problem.
On. Yeah, he says, both of them gave the job a very low rating, scoring it poorly out of a 10.
Actually, don't send me nobody. Yeah, never mind. I'll figure it out myself.
And then he says, am I wrong for asking other vendors to evaluate the roofing work even though we didn't pay for it? My main concern is that even though the roof was covered by insurance, it was still a large expense, and we may not be lucky enough to have insurance cover it again if the poor workmanship causes future problems.
That part.
And then Dylan said, I have added pictures for reference, which means nothing to the people listening on the radio. It's more for us, DZ.
Well, I'd
and
still
I'm
like
not
to
even,
see.
I know, but I'm not, I haven't looked at them yet because I feel like we should have the same experience as the listeners.
And
which
then
is, we don't, and then, because I don't know what to say right now about the pictures.
Well, then what's the point of working here then if we don't get inside looks, man? That's stupid.
Fair. Noted. But we're not going to look just yet. But
no,
because
I got
it is a, is he the jerk for basically bringing bringing others in and then criticizing the free roof he got? Is he being ungrateful? Is he the jerk?
I do want to answer unbiasedly, so I'm down to wait until after we answer and
you sure?
everybody else. Yes, 100%. I don't care.
Okay, 414-533-1037. Now, you can text or call. That number works for both, and we now also have the amazing voice message feature where you can leave us a voice message through the Odyssey app, right? One on the Listen Live page for Kiss FM.
Yeah.
So there's all kinds of ways to contact us. You can even send an Am I the Jerk there. Is Dylan the jerk for getting a free roof through insurance and then bringing in people to evaluate it and saying it sucks?
This one's actually tough, man. This one's actually tough.
Right?
Yes.
All right, talk to you next.
You're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Kendall and Racine texted in and said, not the jerk, just because it's a free roof doesn't mean it can be done poorly. Oh, okay, Kendall.
I mean, the poor work is subjective to the individual. How do we know the work is actually poor?
Absolutely. And it was free.
Right. It was covered. You ain't pay for it. So what you mad at?
You get what you pay for, unfortunately.
I mean, and when you're not the one that pays for it, you can't throw a fit. You get what you get.
Well, Lisa's in Sheboygan. We have one of the callers. This just happened to them, so I can't wait to get to them. But let's start with our girl Lisa, who has her own theme song.
Turn up the music. Turn down the
lights. Lisa.
Morning.
Hi. We haven't talked to you since you left us a voice message playing, "Did You Ever Know You're My Hero?"
Yeah, well, you guys are, you know. I just wanted to vocally share that with you guys.
Well, we appreciate
it. I could have sang it, which would have been worse.
That would have, no, don't thank sing. You for not
Please,
singing.
Please, God,
it.
Just yeah, tell us no. if you think he's a jerk or not the jerk for having others evaluate the free roof he got.
Ready, set, go.
No, he's not the jerk. Okay. Here's why. So, yes, insurance paid for it basically up front, but insurance also, we're paying for out of pocket too. We pay for our insurance monthly. There's obviously probably some kind of deductible that this person is paying, probably not a small one. So ultimately, yes, it's getting covered right away, but we're still in the long run paying for that coverage.
Yep. And that's so what someone Lisa, in Mount Pleasant texted in basically what you're saying. He said, even though it was free, somebody still paid for it,
it's
and it's going to impact their insurance premiums. Got to make sure it's done correctly.
Is their insurance about to go up because of this claim?
I don't know, but it's definitely, they're right. What him and Lisa are saying is paid for.
Yeah.
A company got paid for this roof, whether it was done correctly or not.
Right.
Somebody paid that, and somebody should be held accountable if it sucks. I get that.
Right. I get it. I do get it.
You could pay for homeowners insurance for 25 years and never utilize it.
Right.
So add up all those monthly payments to whatever that might be. Well, that's technically your new roof right there. You're paying for it in the end anyway.
Mm-hmm. All right, Lisa. You didn't have to bring that much logic to start it off with, but we'll allow.
Oh, sorry. Too much coffee.
Too much coffee.
Where's the crazies at? No. You're too smart this morning.
Caller two and three?
Fingers crossed.
Maybe. All right, Lisa.
Bye.
All right. Bye.
Trish in Milwaukee, are you going to be one of the crazies? Just kidding. Hi.
Morning, Trish.
Trish is the one who just went through this, she said.
Oh, what a Trish. Please.
Oh, yeah.
Please say jerk. Say jerk.
Yeah.
No, not the jerk at all, because that is your equity in your home. If I want to sell my roof, if I want to sell my home and my roof is not correctly done, all of that was for nothing.
True.
Like, when they did my roof, they forgot to do the ventilation system on the top, and then they roofed over my vents, so I couldn't ventilate my house.
So your house wasn't, ventilating properly at all.
They roofed over your ventilation. Oh,
so they didn't cap any of the vents properly, and you just got your house re-roofed?
A bunch of morons.
They literally took the roof off and then
put a new one on.
A new one on.
They didn't know what they were doing.
With no vents. So you just had a flat roof.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, I was like, oh no.
Right.
Wow.
Oh, bleep no. A couple bleeps no.
Unbelievable. So did you get it fixed?
Yeah, they came back and fixed it, but it was a nightmare. It was supposed to be done in like 3 days. It took like over a month. I'm like, it is a roof.
Well, I get it. I
mean, you have one job.
I don't know how easy roofing is, but it doesn't seem like it's something that should take a month, right?
There's vents there. Like, I mean, I'm paying you to do a job one way or another. You're getting paid to do a job, so you need to do that job correctly.
Correctly.
Somebody said have the city inspector check it out.
Mm. Oh.
That's not a bad idea.
Actually, we are going to have to, because now whenever we do the laundry, we can smell like like almost sewage smell or something, because something's not correctly vented. And so now I have to get someone out here to inspect it in the attic, because they didn't
Trish, you can just write in next, okay? you the next head mother jerk, okay? Or for What Would DZ Do? Either one, your pick.
So
oh my gosh.
I have so many things to say, but I'm actually speechless. Okay, all right.
Wow.
Trish,
I'm not disagreeing. Not the jerk. Not the jerk, Trish.
Not the jerk.
Yeah, have a great day.
Liz and Racine texted in and said he's not a jerk. A roof is at least 20K. It depends on the house and the roof. Not all are 20K.
True.
It depends on the roof. Free or not, a new roof should last at least 10 to 20 years. If the roof fails, they're responsible for paying.
Yeah, and I mean, and as an adequate business, you would assume that the business wants to not just represent their work appropriately, but then come take care of their work appropriately.
And honestly, at the end of the day, it's not even, it doesn't matter how much it costs, because no matter who did your roof, it's thousands of dollars. Even if it's high or low, it's thousands. It's thousands.
A major expense is a major expense, whether it's on the high side of major or on the low side
of
major,
dog.
Once you go
over like a vacuum cleaner, it's a big expense to me. If you're not buying like a $200 vacuum or a $100 microwave,
to me, major appliances are a major expense.
Big
huge.
Time.
Big appliances are a major expense. Washers, dryers, and anything bigger. Furnaces count. ACs, yup, all that. Roofs, definitely.
Yep. Let's go to Hannah in Milwaukee.
Morning, Hannah. Did you bring a broom for the house?
Good morning. I got the broom.
Sweep it out.
Listen to this. So Dylan's going to love this, Am I the Jerk? Because everybody's telling him he's okay if he wants
solid.
To complain about the free roof he got.
Well, what is wrong with all these roofing people? Like,
right?
Why can't they do their stuff? I don't understand this.
Is this a common thing with roofers or something?
Well, that's what I'm wondering.
I know, right?
Trish's problem? Have you had roofing problems, Hannah?
No, but I'm saying if we need to replace our roof, I'm going to be lurking around like, did you cut around the ventilation? Did you?
Did you cap my roof properly? Matter of fact, let me just go up there with y'all. I'm going to help.
On.
I'm going to help. Where the shingles at?
Exactly.
Hold on, Hannah.
Exactly.
Somebody just texted in, a bird literally took a dump on your roof this morning. Okay, that doesn't mean we don't need a good roof, okay?
Right?
I cannot.
Some of y'all are people's children.
I really like water not to be sipping through my ceiling. Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, in Trish's world, bro, like, she's got sewage now when she's doing laundry. Could you imagine the nightmares that people have had with their roofs?
No, but now I'm starting to think I might have solved a problem for somebody else in my life, because you might, DZ and Hannah, listen to this. I was just at my neighbor's. They've had a ton of work done. She goes, every time I do laundry now, it smells like someone went to the bathroom.
It could be a ventilation.
It's all hitting. We literally just had this conversation
Trish just
a day
solved
ago.
It.
She just solved why my neighbor was saying it smells like sewage when it's all hitting me at once. So even though it was a clean sweep, I feel like we solved other people's problems today who have that sewage smell in the laundry room now.
I know
they're
there's
going,
somebody else in the car going, whoa.
Going, where's the ventilation?
Hannah's about to smell her laundry next going, whoa.
It smells like rotten eggs.
Check your roofs.
And it shouldn't when you just did clean laundry. It
nope.
should, the washer
right.
should not smell like that.
Check your vent. Check your vents, y'all.
Oh,
yeah.
Smart.
smart.
Bye, Hannah.
Brain on you.
Stop gassing the rub. We'll
you
talk to you later.
Who needs to call men to fix things when you got Allie in
Bye.
The neighborhood? Allie's here to solve all your problems.
At least we're helping somebody, because we definitely didn't help them.
Well, Dylan, I feel bad because he got a bad roof, but I don't really know what to say about it.
And now it's just the process of getting it fixed, mm-hmm. right? Because sure, you got your peoples to come look at it. Dylan, but you're still struggling with a poorly done roof.
Yeah.
Now what's next? Is it about to be the same concept where you thought it was going to be a couple days and it's going to turn into a couple months?
Mm-hmm.
Problem's not over. We just need the update. And can we look at the pictures now?
Yeah, we need to look at the pictures. But DZ, I don't know what the hell. It's a roof. Like, I don't
see.
Know even know what I'm looking at.
Let me see here. Let me look at my, here, let me get my peepers on.
Hell?
Oh man, dude, that's
let
not capped properly.
Oh, okay.
So
you
that's going to allow animals,
you know, all
critters,
the guy stuff.
Weather, rain, condensation, snow.
Am I allowed to put his pictures up on Facebook with the submission?
Terrible pitch angle. That's going to, again, allow critters,
Dylan,
rodents.
Can you message me and tell me if I'm allowed to post these pics so our listeners can actually see them on Facebook? Because I happily will.
That actually is badly done. And I don't know much about roofs. I'll tell you that right now. From what I do know, from what I don't know, that is bad.
Looks like garbage.
Well, it doesn't even look like garbage. It's going to hold up like garbage. It's not weather protected properly.
Mm-hmm.
Things aren't angled the right way.
things aren't flattened nor fastened the right way. Basically, he's going to have to redo that roof in less than 5 years if he doesn't get that fixed now.
Mm-hmm.
Put that on it. I put money on it. And I can't even do that. That's illegal.
I forgot we were talking because I'm too busy looking at the roof.
You forgot we was doing our job on it. It's like, yes, Quang, yes.
Whatever you said, DZ. Yep,
pop off.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
even
girl.
Listening.
Yeah, girl.
Goodness gracious.
Get pop off, he said. All right. You're not the jerk, Dylan. You're not the jerk.
Good for you.
Coming up, you want to be listening for two Black Eyed Peas songs back to back. You will hear them before 9 o'clock. I promise you that. I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but then you can call in and get qualified to win a trip to Vegas to see the Black Eyed Peas.
Ooh.
So there, it's on the way. Hold on.
I'm holding.
You want to talk about phoning it in for the rest of the year after TLC?
I'm ready to phone it in for the rest of the day. What?
I have thoughts. Ah, the imaginary intern fairies just posted the roof pictures on Facebook. You're welcome.
Yes. You mean we posted the pictures on Facebook?
I mean, that's what I did during the song.
Imaginary rooftop fairies. You mean us?
Go to 103.7 Kiss FM on Facebook. 103.7 Kiss FM Milwaukee.
Yeah.
And you can see the pictures and you can see Dylan's story and then you can give your opinion.
Judge for yourself if the roof is warranted or if he should just shut up because he got a free roof.
He said, I said, is it okay to post the pics? And he wrote back and said, absolutely. He said, thank you. I listened. It was great feedback. You may post the photos. And he said, by the way, the comment about the bird pooping on my roof was absolutely fantastic. Hilarious, he wrote.
So at least he's a humoristic type where he doesn't take offense lightly.
No.
Or easily, I should say.
Not at all. Mm-hmm. Not at all. Mm-hmm. So that's in conclusion on Am I the Jerk?
And he's not giving up. He ain't phoning it in.
He shouldn't. I commend it.
At all.
Speaking of phoning it in, how funny you mentioned that. Because it's November. Let's not lie, you guys.
What?
We start to quit in November.
What? Hey, hold on.
I know some of you wait till December, but I want to talk about when we officially start phoning it in for the end of the year, meaning we tell people to contact us next year, meaning we don't take things seriously, deadlines that can wait until the next year.
Start to wait.
When do you start phoning it in at the end of the year? Because I wait till December.
Yeah.
Once Thanksgiving comes and goes and we're in like the first couple weeks in December, you can feel it. Nobody wants to be at work anymore. People are checked out. Nobody's submitting new things
ready
or new orders.
They
literally are gone.
They're gone.
I feel like by the middle of December, everyone's done.
Usually, I say middle of November, everybody's done.
It might
done.
Be.
Most
they quit
people.
Before Thanksgiving almost. And when I say phone it in, I mean, you're still going to work. But
you're still doing your job.
You don't care anymore.
I mean, really, at the end of the day.
Deadlines are unimportant anymore.
Yeah, the leeway has greatened and heightened because really, you don't even care. And you're not trying to be there. When do you phone it in?
And you and I are going to, I mean, we have to phone it in and take a vacation at some point. When are we going to just phone it in?
We don't get the chance to phone it in.
No.
Think about it, bro. I'm mid-season now. I can't phone it in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my year's, go to the Bucks.
My year's just starting. There's no phoning it in over here. We're not done. Ain't no, we're not stopping till June, baby. With my
you
wife
can't
included.
Stop in June. We got to do the show in June. You
well,
can't.
Exactly. See? So
we
ain't no stop. Ain't no case stop.
Oh, God.
None of that. There's no quitting. Nah, but for real though,
yeah.
Usually when you're ready for the end of the year, personally,
when are you ready?
I'm one of those December types. That by
December what, though?
I'm a late December. I do go late. Probably.
What do you mean? You wait till like Christmas to give up?
Basically.
Stop it.
About Christmas time, about the 20th. The
really?
Week of the 20th is when I start to just let it go.
Dude.
And that's no pun on Frozen. Just because it's cold. I just do let it go. That's when I'm like, all right, man, these next couple days will be nice. Because then think about it. Aaron's off of work.
Uh-huh.
Which means the boys are home.
Mm-hmm.
Which means I'm trying to just kick it with them too.
Mm-hmm.
Which that's when I'm phoning it in. Otherwise, we going.
Yeah.
Up until then.
I would think if you're a teacher, let's say, if your last day's on December,
I don't know,
20th.
22nd, whatever.
Like, I would start phoning it in on, like, the 9th. 11 days early, I'd be checked out. And I feel like when I go to school and I talk to the teachers, it's like, girl, I can't wait for break. And I'm like, I know, girl, I don't know how you do it every day.
But just keeping it a buck, when do you actually give it up?
Because when you give up.
Some people do. I remember teachers back in the day with my experience that on the 15th, we were watching movies until
I was gonna
we
say,
left.
You saw the projector.
Mm-hmm.
Back in our day, they wheeled in the TV.
With the squeaky wheel.
And you knew the teacher was done for the year. She was like, I quit.
Ooh, that VHS. just came out and it was on and popping.
And it was some really bad Charlie Brown cartoon.
Trash. Terrible Bill Nye, the science guy.
But
it didn't matter.
Because we slept or took notes and sent our friends notes.
We played
MASH.
Tic-tac-toe, played MASH. We made just goofy beats.
We found out who we're going to marry based on the piece of paper we folded up and then unfolded a million times.
FMK? Yeah.
So when do you guys start phoning it in at work? Or not even phoning it in. When do you just give up? You don't even care anymore. It's the end of the year. We're in November, so I feel like we can have an open conversation. And if you want to be in the Kissmas Protection Program so your boss doesn't hear...
We'll change your name.
We could change your name.
We'll change your name. Yeah, we will. Mm-hmm. We'll hold you down in that regard because some people... I guarantee you some people are going to say, by Thanksgiving, mm-hmm. I quit.
Totally.
Don't talk to me. I'm stuffed.
There's a lot of people like that. 414-533-1037. When do you start phoning it in? At the end of the year. That's what we're talking about today. And I know you don't want to admit it, but just be honest. From the Nicolay Law Studios, this is WXSS and HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. I'm saying December 10th. I'm actually giving a date because I know the weeks after that, nobody cares anymore. They try to care for like the first week of December and then we're done.
I make it till the 20th. I make it 10 days past you.
You do actually, but you and I will be here as if we're not already in our Sunday best, meaning our Walmart clothes. That's our Sunday best sweatpants. It's going to get worse from December 10th, like through the 20th. Like you and I will be in almost, I don't even know if we'll get dressed. We'll be in pajamas is where I'm going.
One of us might not even be here.
Are you following?
One of us really just might phone it in.
Like when I'm wearing slippers and not slides, we're really phoning it in.
And today's one of them days. You and your slippers too? Matter of fact, we done giving up already. Allie, what are we talking about?
Fine. We've already given up. When do you guys give up and start phoning it in at the end of the year at work? That's what we're talking about next. 103.7 Kiss FM. Oh, yeah, we're at work. I forgot. Allie and DZ.
You work here?
I was phoning it in because it's November.
I was going to say, Doug, I'm on PTO right now.
Right? It's amazing we're even here, to be quite honest. Pete, we're asking you when you start phoning it in at the end of the year at work. When do you just give up? I said the first week in December is when everyone tries to act like they care, and then they just disappear all of a sudden, and then you don't see them for the rest of the month.
The week before Christmas when I'm trying to do all my actual Christmas shopping, that's when I have to give up because I got to focus on Christmas shopping. So between the 20th and the 25th, that's when I give up.
Nice. Somebody texted in and said they're going on an actual vacation for a month, December 7th to January 7th.
What day is it today? Oh, yeah, they phoned it in today. They're gone today because their trip is... they're done. They're
Must
done.
Be nice. They're gone. Let they're me gone. Tell you. Let's start with Terrence in Milwaukee this morning. Hi, Terrence.
Word, T.
Good morning.
Good morning. Are you phoning it in at work yet? When do you start giving up for the end of the year?
Oh, yeah. I phone it in all fall, winter.
You said
until the first... snowfall is over.
The last snowfall is. He said, fall and winter. Listen, I've been done since before Halloween. Yeah, welcome to the club, y'all.
Okay, so Terrence, the first day of fall's in September, for the record.
You heard him. You heard him.
You know, our summers and our spring and summers are so exciting and fun in Milwaukee. So after the last barbecue, then I check out mentally. Like, it's over.
He puts them grills.
I still show up to work.
I still show up to work.
I'm not there.
The second those grill sandals go away, so does his spirit. He said, nope. Listen to that laugh.
Terrence, you're so right. It's the same as me getting in bed at 5 p.m. the other day because I thought it was 9, but it was just dark outside.
Right. It felt like 9 in your body.
I gave up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you for being honest.
My man says September.
Oh, yeah.
Terrence, we need to do that.
I'll be back mentally in probably April, May.
Maybe we'll get him a theme song by then. Come on now.
The most I did today was call you guys.
Oh, yeah, he's going back to bed now. He's in hibernation mode.
Bye.
Night-night. Later, Terrence. Thanks for the call, man.
Oh, man. All right.
He was funny.
Yeah, Kitty in Burlington texted in and said, on December 20th, that's about where I'm checking out for the year.
Okay, Kitty.
Okay.
There you go.
Let's hit up Lori, one of our regulars.
The OG?
Uh-huh. Lori.
Good morning, Wepa.
Wepa.
When do you start phoning it in?
Girl, to be on the real, I phone it in daily all year long.
I'm never
I have been doing my job, what I do, for 30 years, and you know everything. You know exactly what needs to be done, when it needs to be done. You know when, you know, this type of tax has a payroll, a deadline. You know when your payroll deadline is. You know everything. You know when it is, when it's due. And, you know, it's just, you get your work done so quickly. My boss of the other day, he was watching me, like, cut and paste stuff. And he's like, how do you do that?
Yeah.
I was like, cut and paste. And that's how I can enter orders so
every
damn fast.
Every day's a rinse and repeat. Lori said, I've been phoning it in since 94, baby.
Honestly,
what you talking about?
I respect any
job. I legit keep a pair of slippers at work. I have a wonderful boss that allows me to bring my fur babies to work with me if I need.
Oh, you got the life.
So, oh, she's different.
People hate you right now listening. They're so jealous of your life right now.
OG's trying to mentor me because I want your job when I grow up.
Says the two people in slippers at work right now, by the way. We're like,
don't listen, let hard pants hear that.
As long as our boss hard pants doesn't know, we're good to go, dude.
I keep slippers at work 24/7.
Finally, that's what we gotta do. We
keep
gotta
slippers
bring
or bring real shoes.
No,
bring real shoes
and leave slippers here. Like OG Lori, we gotta take notes. We gotta take notes. She's
noted.
Putting us on game.
Okay, thank you, Lori.
Appreciate you, OG.
Oh, not a problem. What else did you ask me? You wanted to talk to me about some message?
Oh, yeah, we're going
to
do
later?
That off the air.
Oh, yeah, we'll talk to you
we'll
later about that.
All
here.
Right. You left us a voice message on the app, and I'm going to play it later tomorrow. It's great. But we'll do that another time, Lori. Hold on.
Sure.
All right, Jennifer.
All right. Bye.
Jennifer's in Muskego. We're talking about when you start to phone it in at the end of the year.
So far, nobody's at work. Jennifer.
I work third shift at Freighter, so I don't ever get to phone it in.
Yeesh. Okay.
No.
Touche. So never
so,
at any point?
I don't ever get to phone it in. But
she has to,
like,
save lives.
In my personal life, I've checked out already.
That's fair.
So, I start nursing classes in January, so
oh,
it's just
goodness.
Like...
Yeah. Okay, so you're kind of like us. You're going to work, you're doing your job, you're giving the effort, so you do your best. But then when you leave work, you're like, we're done, we're having a party time, the year's over.
The year's over.
Yeah. Oh no, I get home and I'm like, I look at my dogs and let them out and I go, okay, it's bedtime.
For everybody.
don't wake me up until I wake up on my own.
Don't wake me up till it's not dark at 5 anymore.
Hey, and I respect you for it. Starting nursing school soon, too, G. Ooh, rest while you can.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with school, all right?
Thank you. You guys have a great day.
Wait, hold on. What? Where are you going to school?
Oh. MATC.
Nice.
Hey,
shout
there you
out.
Go. Shout
all
out.
Right.
And shout out to you. Mm-hmm. Doing your thing. Working and schooling. All right. Talk
Bye.
To you soon.
Bye.
Bella in Kenosha texted in and said, Allie's going to phone it in December 10th because of your upcoming skin removal surgery. I wonder who the guest hosts are going to be this time or who's on the bench asking for a friend. Bella, it's probably going to be vacation because I'm having my surgery December 17th.
Yeah.
And then I'm just going to tell DZ he has to take time off with me for Christmas and he's going to fight me. But it's probably what's going to happen.
Which may or may not happen. You know what I'm saying? I'm stubborn.
You are so stubborn. We'll fight about that another day. Janine is calling not from Cudahy anymore because she moved to West Dallas.
I don't like these people moving after we've already established where you're from.
Well,
morning, Janine, and wherever you
morning.
Live now.
Janine, I finally remembered what we used to call it. Cudahy was West Dallas with a view. So you went backwards.
I did.
Cudahy is West Dallas with a view.
Okay, so she did go backwards.
Now you don't have the lake.
Nope. Yeah.
So they're saying welcome back. And welcome back. We ain't talk to you in a minute. What's the word? When do you phone it in?
Well, unfortunately, I'm like the last caller. I can't phone it in. I work in the community with mental health clients. So
good.
My end of year and my holidays are the best time to work with my clients because they need me.
Well, the holidays are really hard on a lot of people with mental health problems, especially if you're struggling and you don't have a family or you don't have a support system. Or maybe the holidays might stress you out because of your family, and I'm not even trying to be funny.
No, that's real.
That
could
be a real mental health toll on people.
When you're like Janine and love your job, that's easy for you to just hop in and help however needed, right?
Absolutely, and that's the best time to work with the clients. Our
program is a 24/7 program.
Good.
And yeah, 24/7? Yeah. So we have to make sure. Yeah.
Wow. 24/7. Good for you.
And we make sure the clients get their medications, all their needs are met, mm-hmm. so that they can be in the community and be productive.
Ah, nice. Wow. Well, thank you for all that you do for mental health, because it does matter. Absolutely. And you are some of the people that are working when we're all laughing about how we're doing nothing, watching Home Alone and The Christmas Story.
Right. We're over here just joking about right. it, talking about we right. ain't at work, we're in slippers. Janine's over here saying you're welcome.
Yeah, she's like, I got this, guys.
No problem. Salute.
103.7 Kiss FM. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. You know what? You're right. I got to play this on the air. This
I
is so
it.
Funny.
I knew
dude.
It. I
said I
knew
wasn't
it.
Gonna.
I knew it.
You
nope.
know me well.
Knew
DZ
it.
Knows me. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can send us a voice message now on the Odyssey app if you're on, if you go listen live to 103.7 Kiss FM, or don't listen live, just send us a message, but then you're going to miss out on all the good stuff. Send us a voice message and we get them. And we just got a really funny one from Gilbert in Milwaukee. Let me play this one. Let's see here what Gilbert, I was giggling. Here it comes.
Hello, my daughter wants to know what's the name of the song that you guys were playing recently. It's like a female rapper and there's a chorus that goes, Yeah. Could be Doja Cat, Megan Thee Stallion, or one of those sorts of rappers. Let me know. You guys were playing it recently.
Okay. Sorry, we're saying.
He said, eh.
He's going to hate me for this. Sorry, Gilbert.
And there's a chorus that goes, eh.
Sounds like something my dad would have done back
Do
in the day.
It sounds, the way he's doing the it sounds like Doja Cat.
Nah, I think it's Meg. I ain't gonna lie, I think it's Sweetest Pie.
When did we play Sweetest Pie?
We must have.
I don't know, because the only other rap song we played around Am I the Jerk time, I mean, Playboi Carti was with The Weeknd.
It had to have been Sweetest Pie.
Oh, we haven't played it.
We haven't. Are you sure
Maybe
about that?
Maybe it is. Maybe it is.
Are you sure about that?
Well, not in the last like 20 minutes like he had asked. I'm telling you, because when I look back at the last 20 minutes of what we played, it's Beyonce, Teddy Swims, TLC, Rihanna, and The Weeknd and Playboi Carti. There's nobody. It's got to be.
It's got to be Playboi Carti then.
That's what I'm thinking.
Dale. Why I feel like saying dale now. Dale.
Is very Doja Cat, though. I'll give you that. Gilbert.
What? That is Meg Thee Stallion's trademark
Well, yes, they're different as. Doja Cat, sorry, they're and Sorry, it's
And I'm hearing more. I'm hearing
This is the dumbest argument we've ever had, by the way. Gilbert, I hope we solved your problem. I can't help you.
Try Sweetest Pie and then report back. And if anybody else got a better answer, just leave us a voice note too.
All right, so what's going on, DZ?
Right.
Oh, wait, and by the way, make sure you're listening for two back-to-back Black Eyed Peas songs.
Oh, yeah, when you hear those.
You got to be caller 10 to get qualified to win a trip to see them in Vegas.
That'd
okay.
be cool. That would be cool.
What's going on, dude?
Speaking of cool, bruh, I got a random flex for you, bruh. I got a random flex, and it's I've inherited something. That it's a weird flex, and you're going to have to tell me if I'm Ooh. Just, like, overthinking it, but I feel pretty cool about this.
What?
We got a baby carrier, right? One of those, like, you know, strap your kids on,
like
carry them.
Like a baby Bjorn.
Like, sure.
The hangover.
The hangover ones where, yeah, they sit on your body, mm-hmm. and you don't have to use your hands to carry them.
Yeah.
One of those.
Yeah.
But the weird flex part is who we got it from. Somehow.
You just got this?
Recently received.
But wait, Danny's walking now.
Yeah, but you still gonna need to carry these babies at some point 'Kay. For something, right?
Uh-huh.
Weird flex, though, because it came from sister-in-law who gave it to me. Or uh-huh. us, I should say. This is apparently from
who?
The author of Charlotte's Web.
Huh?
It's the baby carrier. It's made for, specifically made for taller individuals.
Okay.
So from what I understand, this is like a custom-made baby carrier for bigger people.
And your sister-in-law got this from somebody?
Got it through somebody from somebody that asked if somebody would be interested in it, and she thought of me. And for whatever reason, I went, yeah, sure.
Free baby carrier.
I'll take
okay.
the baby carrier.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even because it was a baby carrier. It was
when I think of baby carrier, I think of a car seat carrier. So that's why you got to say baby Bjorn in my mind, or the hangover baby Bjorn.
Like the strap-on
ones. The strap-on.
Yeah,
I know what you
the
mean.
The strap-on baby carrier.
Almost.
The backpack.
We carry a baby.
Where you can carry them in the front or in the back.
Or in the
one
back.
Of those. So
Genius.
Apparently I got a Charlotte's Web. The author,
who is
illustrator Charlotte's Web, whether it's E.B. White or the other
I'm like,
guy.
Who? What do you mean? There's two? How can there be two authors?
Because the author and the illustrator.
illustrator. Like, one is the other, right?
Ah.
I believe it's the author. From everything my sister-in-law has told me, it is the author. I got E.B. White's baby carrier, which doesn't even make sense in my spirit.
Is E.B. White alive?
No, E.B. White ain't alive. Man, died in like the 80s.
Okay, so wait a second. Hold on. Rewind. So you're telling me this baby carrier has gone through multiple people over the years, and they're just telling everybody it's his?
I guess.
I have questions.
Right. I don't have no paper of authenticity, but it is. That's why I was like, it's
you
a weird
tell
flex.
Anyone that I. Because you know what? I thought at first you were going to say like one of the Bucks. I'm like, who gave you a carrier?
Randomly? Nah.
And then you're like, the author of Charlotte's Web, who's dead, owned this baby carrier.
Yes.
Yeah, he died in 85. What the hell?
From what I was told, that this came from that lineage. And I now am in possession of a baby carrier that has some history in this world.
I feel like somebody embellished this story 7 people ago and that nobody important. Known this. No, am I wrong?
I mean, do you think this is factor cap,
bro? I
almost want to factor cap it because how am I supposed to look back and how I'm right? Who can I contact and talk to know exactly? Right. Who in his family can I holler at?
Which one of your sister-in-laws gave this to you?
Megan.
Megan. And she got it from who?
I don't even know.
She didn't tell
you. She got it from somebody, a friend of a friend.
She just claims it's this author's former baby.
That's what she told that it was Charlotte's Web's author's baby carrier made specifically for larger individuals.
Megan, I have questions.
We got questions, but do you not buy this? I just believed it.
I mean, I
feels
guess.
Like you're not buying it.
I'm not because the guy's been dead for 50 years almost.
Died in 85. Yes. So it's like, how did this baby carrier come to be? It looks like a nice baby carrier.
Okay. He's been dead for 40 years, and I don't know if I believe this. Now, maybe somebody who was related to him owned it, because you know how telephone gets.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, well, she was his niece, great niece, technically.
It was his grandchild
and
who owned it.
Then they gave it to their friend who went, I got this. You know, the author of Charlotte's Web, it came from them. When it really came from, like, this is how telephone.
It came from the grandkid, Martha White.
This is how telephone turns into a disaster when it goes too long, right? Because you don't know if you truly have it.
True. And how do I go back and find it?
That's why I need Megan.
Is there family that I can speak to?
FBI Alley wants to really investigate and find out if you truly have it.
Well, this might be a saga that's just recently started, right? Because I really do kind of believe it. I don't know what the reasoning would be about it.
Yeah.
It's a cool story and a weird flex.
I don't think anybody's lying. I think it's telephone where they unintentionally lie because you start to tell. It's like how anything. You read a headline, you tell somebody else. By the end of the story, it's nothing related to what the headline was actually about because nobody read the damn story. They just told the headline.
Hey, I mean, I'm not saying I don't believe. I do believe.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is, bro, that this is interesting. Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued by the fact that I supposedly now have come into possession of E.B. White's baby carrier.
Somebody said, did the author of Charlotte's Web own it or did they design it? No, because you said it was made for someone taller and bigger.
Yeah, that's what I was told, and that's why it's special.
Been handed down apparently over these years to other people. I need to know where Megan got it and how she's connected before I can tell you if I believe it.
Okay,
so
all right. I can report back
tomorrow. Can you give me an update or get her on the damn air?
Yes, I could give you an update or make sure she's available to call the station.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I would love that tomorrow.
Because I need more backstory too. Sometimes I just blindly trust the people in my inner circle and I go, oh, that's cool.
Well, it's Megan. It's your sister.
It's my sister. Why would I doubt it?
Of course we trust her. It's not that I don't believe her. I don't believe the other people.
Right.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And she must have just blindly trusted somebody and was like, oh, that's cool. My brother-in-law would love this.
It says, when did that style of baby carrier get created? The investigation is starting.
Okay, everybody's invested
because
now.
Because if it's from 1985, like, that doesn't make any sense either.
Did the 80s have baby carriers like that?
Well, he would have had a baby earlier than that.
Right, the baby wouldn't have been a baby in 85. Unless he had babies late.
The math ain't mathing.
It must have been a family member's. You know what? We're doing too much investigating right now with not enough answers to these questions.
You're right.
We're going to get back. We're going to get Megan on the line, or we're going to at least make sure I am equipped to talk about this weird flex because I feel cool about it.
Tomorrow, update on the show.
Yes, I promise.
Thank you very much, DZ.
All right.
Moving on, and just so you know,
the holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
You're going to be listening for two, and I said two, Black Eyed Peas songs back to back.
Okay.
When you hear two, start calling to be caller 10.
You got to hear two, though.
Yeah, it's, the number's 414-533-1037, but you got to hear two to get qualified for that trip.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Our daughter Jessie loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.